Good evening. Welcome to the second installment of Financial Intelligence. I'm Louisa Stevens and I'm a financial and wealth coach. In the last installment, we spoke about the importance of having dreams. Dreams are that picture of what you like your life to look like. You know, who are you with? What are you doing? Where are you? It's very important to have that clear vision of where you want to be, what kind of life you want to have, because this is what fuels you, what gives you energy, what makes you be creative in life. And dreams are very, very important. They propel us from where we currently are to where we want to be. It's easier to focus on the carrot, that dream of where you want to be, than running away from your nightmares and things that you don't want in your life. But, you know, we could sit and fantasize all day and all night about what this dream life looks like. But if you don't actually define some goals and objectives, then you'll ultimately never reach those dreams. So we need to do a little bit of planning now in order to get to that actual, you know, self-actualization of that type of life that we want to live. Achieving your dreams requires something that a lot of us will regard as a very, very rude four-letter word. It is called work. Yes, I said it. Work. Maya Angelou says, nothing will work unless you do. So we must acknowledge that if we want to achieve our goals and dreams, we must have a systematic plan that will help us get to the land of our dreams. How do we get the flexibility and autonomy that we want to design our ultimate lifestyle? Like it or not, money is involved somewhere in the picture, because without money, it's very difficult for us, to not have other people pulling our strings. So let me ask you this. Do you have a place where you have to be in order to earn money? For most people, the answer to that would be yes. You would either have a job or you have some clients that you need to service. So most people are either employed or they're self-employed. If you don't show up, your boss will not pay you for not showing up. And if you don't service your clients, they won't pay you either. Because at the end of the day, they are looking for that good or widget that you're going to produce for them or the service that you provide for them before they pay you. So you have to be somewhere. The key ingredient then in creating some flexibility is by creating something that can be achieved, but it requires either time or money leverage. Time leverage is essentially using other people's efforts instead of just your own efforts. Because at the end of the day, we all have 24 hours in a day. You know, I don't get 26 hours, and I'm sure you don't either. So somehow I have to fit everything that I need to do in those 24 hours. So I would rather have 1% of 100 people's time than 100% of my own time. And secondly, I want to leverage other people's money as well in order to achieve more, because I've got limited resources. So it's very, very important then to figure out how we can create time and money leverage so that you're not dependent on only your own time and your own money. That usually means two things. Either you need to start a business or you must have some investments. Now, Robert Kiyosaki talks about the cash flow quadrant, and you can go and read Rich Dad, Poor Dad cash flow quadrant in order to learn a little bit more about that. Because what he says is very important. You start owning your time when you earning more money from passively than you do actively, than what you need on a monthly basis. And that you would normally get either from business or from investments. Now, it's very easy to tell someone, you know, start investing or start a business. But how do you go about doing that if you have a job and you're living from paycheck to paycheck? How can you start achieving that leverage in your life? Well, There are ways of getting there. However, it's going to require some a different thinking because the way that you're thinking right now has landed you where you are. So without changing what you how you're thinking, you're not going to get to where you want. The first thing is starting to manage your current resources. So what are you spending your money on? What are you allocating your time on? How can you start taking advantage of some things that are actually free that you don't consider as important that can start moving you towards where you want? In the second episode, we will discuss network marketing. Network marketing is often discounted by many people. However, it's a tool that's helped many, many people to achieve amazing, amazing wealth in a very short space of time without time or money. And we'll talk about what is available out there. There are very good network marketing organizations, and there are some that are not so good. So we'll give you a plan on how to steer your way through that quagmire and find the right network marketing for yourself, a network marketing organization for yourself. In the third installment, we'll discuss how to start your own business or how to buy a business so that you can have an organization that creates wealth for you. And fourthly, once you have that money that you've created from your network marketing organization or from your business, it's important to invest it because you want your money to work for you. We will discuss investing in stocks, investing in real estate, and many other options that are available out there to you and I. And once we've discussed all those four different ways of generating more money, then we need to free you from what's restricting you right now. That means starting to make yourself redundant. Yes, I meant it, starting to make yourself redundant. Because at the end of the day, you do not want someone to be calling you when you're sitting at that beach, reading your favorite book and sipping on a cocktail. You want to relax. You do not want a customer hassling you about an order that's gone wrong or a boss who wants you at the office. So becoming redundant is very, very important. You do not want to become tied to your job. So the next few weeks are going to be very interesting. We're going to be exploring each and every topic in detail. And I hope to see you there so that we can start designing your ultimate life. It's me, Louisa Stevens, signing off. Till next time, wishing you financial intelligence.